Shalom, everybody. When we think of the Mizbeach, the outer Mizbeach, just outside the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, we usually think that there was only one fire on top of the Mizbeach, but actually there were three separate fires. One fire was the fire that was used to burn the Korbanos, one fire that was used to provide coals so that the Ketores can be burned. The Ketores was not burned on this outer Mizbeach, but this second fire on the Mizbeach provided the coals so the Ketores can be burned inside the Beis HaMikdash. That's the second fire, and the third fire is called the Esh Tamid, or the Ner Tamid, and this third fire is mentioned in the beginning of our Parsha. In the beginning of our Parsha, the Torah tells us in Perek Vav, Pasuk Hey, Veha'esh al HaMizbeach Tukadbo Lo Sichbeh. The fire on the Mizbeach must be kept burning at all times. And this is a mitzvah min haTorah to make sure the fire on the Mizbeach doesn't go out, not extinguishing it. And not only that, the Talmud Yerushalmi at the end of the fourth parak of Maseches Yoma tells us that even when the Mishkan traveled through the journeys in the wilderness, the fire was never allowed to go out. They used to put a huge bowl on top of the fire called a psachter, and that bowl would protect the fire from going out even when they traveled. And many shuls have taken the minhag to have a ner tamid near the Aron Kodesh that never goes out. Even when the rest of the lights in the shul are shut, the ner tamid light still lights. It's a beautiful thing. That's the mitzvah of the Esh Tamid in the beginning of our parsha. And many, many mefarshim see in this mitzvah deep messages for you and for me. One example of this kind of message comes from Rav Aaron Levin. Rav Aaron Levin was murdered in the Holocaust, Rachman al-Litzlan, in 1941. He was a great Talmud Chacham. He was an author. He was a rav in the city of Zhezhov, which is about 100 miles east of Krakow. He wrote a multi-volume perush on the Chumash called Hadrash Ve'a'iyun, and there in Chelek Gimel Ma'amar Mem Zayin, he says the following beautiful idea. He says that very often when a person is home, in shul, in their community, it's harder to sin. It's not impossible, of course, but it's harder to sin in a major way. You walk into a non-kosher restaurant, your neighbors will see you. You stop going to shul, your friends will inquire where you are. We, of course, don't keep mitzvos because of what other people will say, but we are humans, and humans are social, and there is an element of positive social peer pressure. So being at home, being in your environment, it's often difficult to sway in a egregious sort of way. However, when we leave our Dalet Amos, when we find ourselves in places where no one knows us, where we don't have friends who support us when we falter, it's easier to find ourselves far from where we want to be. And this, says Rav Levin, is a message from our Pasuk. Ve'ha'esh al ha'mizbeach tukadbo lo sichbeh. It's so important that we do everything we can to make sure that the fire of Torah, the fire of Emunah, the fire of excitement, and closeness to Hashem remain lit always. And not only that, especially when we are on a journey, even when we travel, like the Yerushalmi said, we have to make sure that that fire never gets extinguished. Rav Levin says that's what the pasuk means in Tehillim, in Mizmor Kuf Chaf Ches, pasuk Aleph, Ashrei Kol Yirei Hashem HaHoleich Bidrachav. Happy are those who fear Hashem. Happy are those who fear Hashem, haolech bidrachav, who follow his ways. But Rav Levin says that haolech bidrachav doesn't only mean that happy are the people who follow in Hashem's ways, but happy are those who are yirei Hashem, even when they are holech bidrachav, even when they travel on their ways, even when they are on a journey. And Rav Levin says that this idea is also the idea that Cain said to Hashem way back in Parshas Breishis, in Breishis Perek Dalet Pasuk Zayin. Cain said to Hashem, if you forgive me for my sin, great. But if not, la pesach chatas roveitz. If you don't forgive me and I must leave, then la pesach chatas roveitz. Sin crouches at the door. As soon as I leave my house and close the door behind me, there's sin right there, crouching, waiting. And so we must be doubly and triply careful that ve'ha'esh al ha'mizbeach tukad bo lo sichbe. We have to make sure that the fire in us remains strong, lit, and not extinguished, even and especially when we travel, so that we stay connected to our avoda, to our people, and of course to Hashem. Have an amazing day, everyone.